Welcome back. Good morning and welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio. It's 6 degrees out here. And Laura, usually I talk to, joining me, I should say, is Laura Edwards, a state climatologist in the Aberdeen office. And Laura, usually I talk to you, it's cold, there isn't any difference, but this is the first time I think I've talked to you with any significant snow.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet snow-wise this winter until today. And I think we made a decent dent in the snow drought, but you know, it's a pretty dry snow out there, not a lot of moisture, but really pretty to look at. But I don't know if this can change a whole lot as far as our drought situation goes, but you know, I'm enjoying the snow though, and I think it's a little nuisance for a little while, but I welcome it.
Well, as soft, as light as it is, I'm sure the wind, if we have any wind, will move it about 5-6 times. But what were some of the totals in the area? I know south of the southeast of Watertown, they were saying 5 inches. Did you find in Watertown?
Yeah, and that's, go ahead. And yeah, that's about what I've seen. It's a little variable because the wind did blow it around, so I think it's a little harder to measure, you know, when you have that really light snow. But in Watertown right there, about 2 to 3 inches, about the reports I've seen. And generally in the eastern part of the state, East River, about 2 to 4 inches in general. You know, a couple of places had a little higher, like 5 inches, like you say. Out west, they had quite a bit more out in the Black Hills and the plains right near there. You know, 8 to 12 inches of snow the last couple days, you know, over the weekend. So everybody's getting a little bit, and I think we're all happy to see it.
Well, I know it isn't real wet, but West River just had to be happy on that because any moisture out there is seen as a positive out there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Every drop counts when it comes to moisture out west, and anything we get now will be good for them. So, yeah, I know that they're dealing with kind of moving snow around in the short term, but in the long term, I think it'll help them.
You know, let's talk about the new climate outlook came out, and well, it wasn't really kind of what we wanted to hear, but it's talking about some moisture there too. So why don't we talk about it? What's the end of February and into March going to do with us?
Yeah, well, first, for the end of February and into early March, it looks like these colder temperatures are going to hang around with us for a while here, and that's what the outlook is showing for March as well. More likely colder than average temperatures. But really, that does lean a lot on the early part of March, where it's pretty high likelihood we'll stay colder than average the next couple few weeks at least. Moisture-wise, it's a little less clear, more of a mixed bag. It looks like maybe a dry period and a wet period, you know, kind of up and down. So right now for March, they have us in equal chances of wetter or drier than average for the month. Keeping in mind, though, too, that historically we've seen a trend towards wetter springs in general. And so, you know, we still can get some good moisture in March. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some out there. And that's kind of the wild card. Long-term trends, we see getting wetter in the spring. But the official outlook right now isn't saying a whole lot as far as more than average or not.
When you talk to 3 months or maybe being wetter, where's the moisture? Is it going to be mostly eastern South Dakota? Is it going to be the state as a whole?
Looking out through May, so March through May, looks like the northern half or so of the state, say 212, Highway 212 and north, more likely wetter in the spring season. So after we get past March, it looks like we have some better chances of moisture, especially into April and May up in this area. So I think that's some good news. That's the area that really got hit early on last year with the drought. So we really would like to avoid 2 years in a row of dry springs. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully that that really comes to pass up in our area.
Well, even now with the drought monitor out that we've seen, the northern half is drier than anything else too, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, the western part of the state for sure has carried over some drought since the summer. But yeah, over the winter season or last few months, the northern and northeastern part of the state has gotten a little bit worse. And we're even watching that area along Highway 14, around that area, not showing any dryness on the map right now on the drought monitor. But we've seen quite a few towns and locations there with some really dry winters so far. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some of that drought area kind of creep in on along Highway 14 as well.
Well, I was looking at the drought monitor, and I was looking at last year compared to this year. And this year, it seems like overall we're quite a bit drier than we even were last year at this time.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, last year, I would say from a climate perspective, the drought really crept on us or surprised us in some ways, came on real quick. But remember last year in February, we had all that snow that melted. We had a really early warm spell in February last year that kind of set us up for the drought. We haven't seen that real warmth this year, but we don't have much moisture. So, you know, it's kind of a different scenario this year. You know, I've had some questions already, people asking, well, are we in for another 2012 kind of drought? And I think it's too early to say right now. But the spring rains are really going to be important to get our growing season off to a good start. There's no doubt about that.
You know, it kind of surprised us last fall when we went in and so dry. I mean, we had a great harvest season and it seemed to go, but it seemed like we never really thought it was getting dry, but all of a sudden, boom, it hit us and we were done. We're going into winter and extremely dry in some areas.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one benefit of carrying over the dryness is the river flooding outlook that just came out late last week. And below average risk of flooding, you know, across the region and the northeastern South Dakota region. The National Weather Service just posted their outlook on their website. And, you know, for all the rivers in this area, pretty low risk of any major flooding unless we get a big rainfall event, you know. But as far as snow melt-driven flooding, we just don't have a ton of moisture out there, even now after the latest storm. We don't have a lot of moisture, so flooding isn't going to be a huge deal unless, again, we get a huge rain event.
Now, is this cool weather going to go head south as well for a while, or doesn't it get down to that area?
Not too much. You know, it's going to kind of hang around the northwestern states and up here into the northern plains a little bit. It's kind of cutting that northwestern quarter of the country, and we're kind of locked into it for a few weeks. You know, I just saw a tweet from Washington, D.C. area. They're already at 71 degrees today before noon. So they're quite warm out there and down south. And I think this is just going to hang on with warmer in the south and colder in the north, at least for a few weeks.
So La Nina, is it getting milder, or is it reacting like it usually does?
Yeah, this is what we're seeing right now across the country. Kind of a typical La Nina pattern, colder in the north, warmer in the south. But we expect that to kind of fade away as we get into the spring season, more into March, though. So we're still in it. And, you know, they haven't said, you know, we're out of La Nina yet, but that's kind of the forecast, the outlook. We'll be getting out of the La Nina conditions here probably in March into April, sometime around there.
And then what do we do? Are we in neutral, or are we just kind of up for grabs?
Yeah, then we get into the neutral. Yep, that's right. Then we get into neutral conditions, and we lose a little bit of reliability, too. Just the spring and summer season, we can get those thunderstorms that just dump here and leave nothing over there. It gets really localized on rainfall, so it's a lot more challenging for the outlook in the spring and summer, and that's kind of what they're trying to face here as we get into the spring season.
So is this jet stream pretty much stable right now coming down here? And is it going down? Are they going to get some moisture over in the east?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to say right now. Some of the outlooks haven't quite updated here today, but surely, colder in the north, warmer in the south, and it looks like the east might get a little bit wetter here in about a week and a half or so, and that warm area will kind of move east. Right now we got cold in the north, warm in the south. Looks like that's going to kind of tilt, so we're cold in the west and warm out east. So kind of tilt from a north and south pattern to like a west and east pattern. But I think we're still going to be more on the colder side up here in South Dakota. It's where that jet stream kind of lands in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, to see if we can get some of that moisture up in this area. But we're kind of on the edge up here.
So in other words, you're tired of the cold, go south.
Yep, go south or southeast, I think, if you want to see the warmth and maybe a little bit of rain, maybe.
Well, so El Nino isn't coming yet? We don't know?
Not yet, and people are talking about it, if it's more likely to develop over the fall. That's several months out, maybe 8 months out or so before we'll know for sure. People are looking at that possibility, but it's not clear yet. And again, La Nina and El Nino mostly affect us in the wintertime. We don't see a whole lot of connection with those things in the summer season. So we're kind of wrapping up La Nina, and then in the fall we'll kind of look towards what next winter will bring.
All right, Laura, I know you've been busy and you got new things coming up, and I suppose you're out traveling doing some workshops now?
Yeah, we got a couple more of pesticide classes coming up, and then a week from today is our Precision Ag Conference up here in Aberdeen. And so that's open to the public and up here at the Ramcota. And should be great. We'll have Secretary Mike Jaspers giving a presentation, and a guy from Minnesota Extension talking about nutrient management, and also some other information on weeds and weather that I'm talking with Garrett Schaefer from Extension. So should be a really good program out for next Tuesday in Aberdeen.
Maybe I'll call you or Garrett and see get an update on what's happening and what's on the program, okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Great, thanks, Chuck.